We each have a fundamental, monumental mission that is incredible and that touches at the core of our being, and that gives us what's the single most important reason for existence, and that gives us that which gives us passion for existence. And what's that? Meaning. Why is people so unhappy? What's the reason that today we're living in a society that the most dispensed pharmaceuticals are mood enhancers? You have pills that take you up, you have pills that take you down, pills that put you to sleep, pills that wake you up. Valium, you know, the pills that sell the most are the pills that deal with relieving stress, even Lipitor. It's a, on some level, stress reducer and so forth. It's all aimed towards this mechanistic structure. Why? Because we wake up in the morning and our meanings is, it's like, just like we have disposable, we live in a disposable society. Plates are disposable, cars are disposable, houses are disposable, wives are disposable, husbands are disposable. We're a disposable society. Everything's temporary. Our meaning is also temporary. You know, at the beginning we want to make up a lot of money. You can make a lot of money. You want to have a family. It's the individualistic meaning. It's not an overall meaning of creating a holy world. Within that holy world, the money is used for that. Our children are part of that. Our eating is part of that. In fact, if you think about it, the holiday of certain holidays in Jewish life, God sanctifies materialism. Food, delicious food. What does it say about holidays? It says in the prophets, fat meat, good wine, great fish. I mean, party time. I mean, Jewish people, they're surrounded, one of the cultures of Jewish people, one of the reasons that Jewish people are a little bit overweight is because a lot of the culture surrounds food. Shabbos, it's food. Yontif, it's food. And it's not food like, you know, I have some dandelion and some roughage. It's, you know, the best food that you can think about that you make. So what is it? And everything about that, all pleasure, music. In the Beis HaMikdash, she says, whoever did not see the Simcha Beis HaShoeva never saw joy in their life. What was the thing Beis HaShoeva? Bands, music. How about intimacy? It's a mitzvah to have intimacy. And contrary to the stupid perspectives that ignorant people think about in terms of having a hole through a sheet, according to the Kabbalah and so forth, people have to be completely, you can't have, you don't have any clothes on, because that's be such a total contact point. But and at the same moment, it's not like you have to suffer through the process. You know, put needles in your back so you don't have pleasure. The truth of the matter is, if you don't have pleasure, you can't do it. This doesn't work physically, and so forth. So what did Hashem do? He created a world, a paradise of eating, drinking, pleasure, nachas, joy, music, writing, intelligence, pursuit of wisdom, everything that answers the fundamental needs for our pleasure principles. But he says, meaning. When you put meaning into all of that, it all becomes fantastic. When you relieve the meaning and have the pleasure without the meaning, it's destructive. Each one of those elements is destructive. And so, we are all emissaries of Hashem in how we eat, in how we drink, in how we have relationships, how we conduct our business, on the simplest level. And then we have a larger perspective of being an emissary, which means being also responsible for somebody else, for our neighbors, for our friends,